two tables now. I will stand up and use the podium.
Yes, well, I
doesn't want to stay on here.
And I do remember you, Chef, when we had to change and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm Kelly.
Yes.
All right, come on in. Sign in, please, on the blue sheet. Then follow the complicated instructions about which handouts to get. Everybody gets the one that say everybody gets these ones. So there's two handouts. Okay, you can sit right there. We've expanded enough. I like to keep people not too far back. Because it's getting late at night. Yes, you need to keep the blood. Okay, so we will be good. Okay, so if you want me to know your back is covering it up, say Adam. Right? Okay, yes. That's okay, I'll probably forget. Oh, okay. Because this one. Well, that's how I was for the guys. Yeah, tell me when it's 11:15. I know, it's confusing because they all start and end at different times. Okay, so they both have my name at the right top right hand side. Please sign in on the blue. Outreach continuum. Because I'm not sure how long my material will take to go through, and we got to end by 11:25. So, now, the handout that says the outreach continuum, because that's this class, is the main one to have in front of you, okay? Other ones are for reference, and we may look at them, but that's the main one to have. But, First of all, you're here. My name's Wendy. I actually work part-time at the church. I work for Ben in the education, the Grow ministry. I work with Adult One, which is the 40 to 60-year-old classes. Sign in on the blue paper. Get the two handouts that say everybody get them. Get those ones for sure. And I am helping to lead the outreach effort for the Adult One classes. And so a lot of what, perfect table to sit at. So you guys can't be too far back. You gotta be up. And so that's what we're doing. And so we're working with that. So I'm so glad that you guys are here, because actually, I think everybody in here, I don't think I've met you before. So I'm like super excited that you're here. So because my other people, I have a meeting every third Wednesday. It's the outreach leaders, outreach and inreach and care group leaders can come and we talk about reaching out every third Wednesday, 6:00. 6 to 7:30, we do provide dinner. Even if you're not an Adult One, you are welcome anytime. And if you RSVP, we'll even give you dinner. Okay? So, just remember that's coming up. So, but first, we're going to play a game. Because it is late at night, and we all got to stay awake and keep the blood flowing. And you need to burn a few calories, because you guys have been eating too many cookies. So. All right, so you'll see we have numbers on the wall. You will go to the number, pick up the two handouts that say everybody gets. You will go to the number, which is your answer to the question that I asked, okay? So we'll go slowly the first time. So you're going to have to put down all your stuff for the moment. You don't have to carry anything over there. So I'm going to ask, what role do you have in LBS? So that's going to be the question. Is it a hard question? It's okay. If you have two roles, you can pick one. It's okay. This is not, you're not being graded or tested or anything like that. This is for me to kind of see who's in the class. You guys can see who else is in the class that has your same role. You get to move around a little bit. So if you are a director in a class, go to number one. If you're an outreach leader, go to number two, and that can be assistant or anything. If you are inreach leader, go to number three. If you're a care or grow group leader, go to number four. And if you're none of those roles, go to number five. So everybody go ahead and move. One was director, two was outreach leader, three was inreach leader, four care or grow group leader, and five. directors, that's cool. You saw there was a handout specifically for directors. We've got outreach, we've got one in-reach person. We've got a lot of fives, we've got people who aren't sure yet. And so, the in-reach person gets the gift card for this class. So, if you're in-reach, you came to an outreach. How long have you been at First Baptist? If you've been at First Baptist for less than 1 year, go to number one. If you've been at First Baptist for 2 to 4 years, go to number two. If you've been at First Baptist for 3 to 6 years, go to number three. Number four is 7 to 10 years, and number five is more than 10 years. It's okay if you're not at the right one. Just get to the one that most describes you. Okay, well, that is very interesting. So we've got some people that have been here for more than 10 years. Nobody who's brand new. So that's interesting in these roles here. And then we've got a lot of people over there in the 2 to 4 year section. Okay, very good. What division are you in? In case you didn't know, I'll give you the choices. If you are in youth or children's or preschool, you know anybody like that, is number one. If you are college and singles, college and summit, that's number two. If you are married young adult, that's number three. If you are adult one, that's the 40 to 60 year olds, that's number four. And if you're adult two, that's 60 and over, that's number five. So children and youth is number one. College and singles is number two. Married young adults is number three. Adult one is four. And this is adult two. Okay, so are you four all adult one? How fun! Okay, that's totally awesome. Okay, good. See, did I ask that? I might have asked that on here. Okay, all right. Now, let's see. Okay, here is a funny question, so listen to it. We're here to talk about outreach. We're here to talk about contacting people. So the question is, how do you like strangers to contact you? Because obviously, as you're making these phone calls, essentially, you're a stranger to this person. So how do you want to be contacted by a stranger? Number one is knock on my door. Number two is call me. Number three is leave me a voicemail. Number four is send me a text. And number five is send me an email. So which one do you prefer when it's a stranger for the first time? Knock on the door. Number two is call me. Number three is voicemail. Number four is text. And number five is email. This is good. You guys are doing a good job moving around. That's not an option today. So, now that is very interesting. That's very interesting with the email. I didn't think I would have gotten that many over there. So that is good. I want you guys to look at this because you are reaching out to people. Everybody is similar to you. They might want an email. Okay? Yes. Well, you know, sometimes that's it, but, you know, you can ignore a text message.
You can send the phone call to voicemail and ignore the voicemail as well.
Yep. But see, I'm glad that you guys are thinking about this because this is what you're going to deal with as you call these people who are going, who are you? I've made the phone calls. Sometimes they're like, who are you? And then there's the calls that you love. I've been waiting for someone from the church to call me. I love those calls, okay? All right. Okay, here's a funny one. I'll give you this one because you guys like this. Okay, your response when two strangers knock on your door. Number one is I don't answer. Number two is are they Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses? Number three is you answer but very skeptical. Number four is you're happy to talk to them. And number five is it depends what I'm doing. Okay, so this is when two strangers knock on your door. Number one is I don't answer. Number two is, are they Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses? Number three, you answer but are very skeptical. Number four, you're happy to talk to them. And number five, it depends what I'm doing. What'd you say? Exactly. Well, that's what you're doing when you're not answering the door. You're hiding under the covers. Okay, so we've got, depends what I'm doing. I've got one who says he's happy to talk to them, even though he had said before, you know, don't contact me or something like that. Okay, there's the three who are skeptical. There's the one wondering if they're Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses. And here's the ones who say they don't answer. So keep this in mind as we're contacting people who think of us as strangers. All right, come back to your seats, and then I'm going to have a question that I want two people to answer. I'm talking in the microphone because you guys are a rowdy bunch, and because they are recording, and I think if I talk in the microphone, they can actually hear it better. So, all right, I'd like two people to answer, and the question is, how did you get connected to your Life Bible study class? So I'll take the first two people who raised their hand. All right, there's one. All right, how did you get, and you'll be my second one. How did you get connected to your Life Bible study class? And then what happened when you got to the class? I love it. I love it. Did you hear all that good outreach stuff? Sat down with me, invited me to lunch, sent me a postcard. I love it. All right. Trina. Mm-hmm. Like a little business card. Like this, you know, here's where our class is. Mm-hmm. Very good. I just wanted you guys to start thinking about that. So that's excellent. So now I'm going to pray. All right. God, I thank you so much for this awesome group, and I thank you that they are honest and also eager. And so I just pray that you'll teach all of us to have the heart to reach out to people, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, and to also be understanding if they think we're crazy strangers knocking at the door, so that we would understand that and not be insulted. And God, I just pray that you will just fill everybody here to reach out to the people that you've given them. And I pray you give them those wonderful phone calls when the person says, I've been waiting for someone from the church to call me. So thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Purpose statement of Life Bible study. It is written on your handout. It's called the Outreach Continuum. If you missed this handout on the way in, get it. I liked the word continuum. I'm so glad that you guys came, because at first nobody showed up, and I'm like, they don't like my word continuum. You know, but when you're reaching out, whether you're, who's my inReach person again who got the gift card? Yeah. You know, I mean, like, sometimes inReach is kind of outreach, and sometimes outreach is kind of contact them, and why. But anyway, this is our purpose. The Life Bible Study purpose is the same purpose as the church, but now you guys are responsible for it. How's that? You can see what I bolded. Gathering the unchurched. Not everybody thinks of Life Bible Study as gathering the unchurched. You think of it as the wonderful people I get to hang out with on Sunday morning. Or you think of it as that's where they bring the donuts, okay? But you don't think of it as gathering the unchurched. And so I'm emphasizing that part right there. I will not read every single word on this. You guys can read it along, and it's all good. But if I go too fast, just stop me. Here's our session outline. Commissioned, prayer, the plan and leaders, the creative ideas. And I already forgot to get three people ahead of time to get ready to read my Bible verses, but I'm going to get my fine front row people to do that. Okay? It's written out on the piece of paper, so you don't even have to find your Bible. So, and I'm sorry, I didn't bring my Bible. It's all written out on the piece of paper. Okay. Adam,
yes.
Can you please read Matthew 28?
Then Jesus came near and said to them, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to...
You can see what I bolded. Go. In the context of what we're doing, I'm not forcing you to go knock on a door, but your go is making the phone call. Now, tell me your name, please.
Tia.
Tia was an awesome person, right? She found the website. She came into the class. She was right there. She kind of came to us. All the people that are on your list have come to us some form or fashion. They have physically shown up to this church building, and they have given us their information. They are what I call warm calls or warm lists, and I'll be back to that. We go to them by making the phone call, all right? I'm going to get back to that in a minute, but send your postcard, send your text message, go knock on their door, make the phone call, leave the voicemail. Whatever I say, it covers all of those things. But that's your going. That's your going. Warm list. Who's in sales? All right. We know about cold calls. These are not cold calls. These are warm calls. These people have given their information to the church. They have physically shown up here. We have the right to call them. Okay? I mean, these are warm calls. This is the easiest mission field. You don't have to walk up to a stranger on the street. You're talking to a person who knows about the church already and has given the information. That's who you're reaching out to. Good. We got that. We'll talk more about that later. So, but we're making the calls. All right, Tia, Colossians 1:28. It's on the next page. Your classes have a role roster. They're sort of two different things, but I use both of them. You have a list of people associated with your class. Some of them you know because they come. Some of them you don't know. They are all yours. Yours. They're not the, you don't call up to, I work in the membership office. You don't call up to the membership office and say, these 20 people, I haven't seen them in 6 months. Can you take them off my list? No. What you're saying is, these 20 people are my mission field, and I'm going to pray for them and call them and love them. Please don't call them 3 times in 1 day, okay? Don't do that. That's not what we're talking about. You can pray for them 3 times in 1 day, but don't call them 3 times in 1 day. So you are laboring. In the context, the main labor here is prayer, but I'm also saying the labor of making the phone calls. That's labor intensive. Let me tell you, if you haven't figured it out so far, I'm an extroverted person, okay? But when it's time to make that phone call, I have to sit there and I grab the phone and I pick it up and then I put it back down and I say, oh, Jesus, help me. Help me with this phone call. It is tough work doing outreach stuff. Now, all you email people over there, email's easy and often very effective. Text is good too, but there's times when a phone call is what's needed. And you just got to pray. Remember, there's spiritual warfare. Satan does not want you making that phone call, so you make it. And Amy? All right, Amy's going to read 1 Peter.
Therefore, as a fellow elder and witness to the sufferings of the Messiah, and also a participant with elders among you, shepherd God's flock among you, not overseeing out of compulsion, but freely according to God's will.
Mm-hmm. It's a long passage for just one part there, but I like the last sentence, so we had to get that. I'm calling you guys shepherds because you need to shepherd those sheep in, okay? These people that are not coming to your class or that have come once or assigned to your class or whatever how that is, we need to shepherd them in. They're out there wandering around somewhere. We're going to shepherd them in. The other thing is that I have outreach people, and they call people. And these people have never come to their class, but they minister to them over the phone. They pray for them. They pray for them, call them more than once. They're not necessarily showing up. They're not hearing your wonderful teacher. They're not listening to your wonderful director. You guys are the only shepherd that person is getting because they're not showing up. But they're getting your email. They're getting your phone call. They're hearing that. So you guys are shepherds. So I want you to know why we're doing this. We are not just making a phone call just because we want our class to be bigger, because that other class next door, they've been growing and we're smaller. And if we don't grow, they're going to take away our nice room. Okay? That's not what we're talking about. We're reaching out to people. So remember that. Number two, prayer. We already talked about starting with prayer. Pray, pray, pray. Pray before you make the contacts. So then when I call the person or email them, I say, and I prayed for you today, because you just did. You prayed for them. Ask them for a prayer request. You know, sometimes I forget, sometimes I don't. I've prayed for people through email before. Y'all like that email, all you email people. So you send them an email. Hi, welcome to our class. Hope you'll come back. By the way, can I pray for anything for you? Type back, yes, please pray for my son. And then you email back to them, dear Lord, you write this in the email. I pray for so-and-so's son. And then you put it in there. Email prayers are good. You know, so pray for them. So pray for them. For those people who haven't come to your class for a long time and you have no idea who they are, you pray extra hard for those people. You're going to see, there's a theme here. I keep talking about those people, and you're going to see it in just a second. Okay, so that's the prayer. Now we're in section 3. So see, I'm already down to section 3, but this is the big section. The plan for outreach and the leaders needed. But first I start with A, your role and roster. Okay, even if you're at Sienna or anywhere else, you guys get the role, you get these roles. It's all from Arena. How many people are logged in and can look at Arena? You got your Arena login ID, you're logging on. You can see where Amy was last week. She wasn't in your class, where was she? Oh, she was visiting that other class, that's all in Arena. You can see Tia's birthday. You can see Adam's address. You can see who his relatives are, how many kids he has. Arena is awesome. What you guys need to do is send an email to me. I send you the piece of paper you have to sign. You send it back in. My boss, Belinda, puts it into Arena. You get an automated email with a login ID and password, which you then, of course, have to change. And now you can log on to Arena and you can see all this stuff. Guess what? You can also put in that person who you forgot to mark attendance. You can actually mark attendance on there. So Arena is awesome for outreach because you've got their phone number, you got their email address. You can also make notes in there. Called so-and-so. Did you know that already?
No, that was my next question because that was the first breakout session that I had. He was from the Dallas.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It would be great if I could.
Yes. Well, you know what? It is nice to put down the message, the notes down there. Because, like, I had a person one time. Now, don't get scared, but you have to know what you're getting into. This has only happened once, but the person they called hung up on him, okay? So that's a nice thing to put in your Arena notes. Why let the next person call and get hung up on? Put it down there. You know, if they want to. Thank you. She's so sweet. That's Maria. She's our hostess here. Just do that. So that's what you need to do. Put the little notes down there. Isn't that great? But it's also good. Called this day and left a message. So now, next week, somebody else from your class is checking out this person. They can go, oh, they left a message. We don't know if they ever called back. Let me try an email this week. You know, try an email. Da, da, da. Put that down. Or sometimes you might find out they loved us, but they don't have transportation on Sunday morning. They'll come as soon as they can. Go ahead, Amy. So the short answer to that is no. To get on Arena, you have to have an official role in your life Bible study, and your director has to have told us in the membership office that you have that role so that when I look in Arena, I can see that David is the outreach person, okay? So if I can see that David is the outreach person, we can give you access to Arena, okay? There's not much you can mess up except for the attendance. You could mess up attendance, but you cannot change anybody's contact information. If there's an error, you tell us and we'll update it. So, but anyway, Arena is awesome. So very good for updating. And yes. So you can look at, last Sunday they went to, you know, this class, but 2 weeks ago they went to this class, and, you know, so yes, you can see if they've gone to another class. You can even see, even if they've gone to another campus, all the attendance shows up there. You know, so this week they were at Cypress, this week they were downtown, this week they were at the Loop, and this week they were at Sandy. You can see all that attendance right there.
Okay.
You can't always tell if the class is from the other campuses, but they show up. You know, so I know because I work at the Loop, and so if I see a code that I don't know, I'm like, what's that? Oh, that's a CN or that's a site or something, but it all shows up there. It is very good, and it's kind of, obviously, it's a well-kept secret because nobody knows about this. But seriously, start by emailing me. We'll get you going on that. I do training sessions third Wednesday of the month, 6 to 7:30. It's not always on Arena, but it's always on Outreach, okay? So it's here at the Loop, 6 to 7:30, third Wednesdays. Not sure what's happening in March because that might be on spring break. I haven't figured that out yet. But email me. Email me. You get dinner. We'll talk about it. We just had an Arena training, but we'll have another one coming up. I think it's important to actually go to the training because it's not super confusing, but it's a little bit confusing. So, all right, so that's Arena. Okay, so we talked about, let's see, where are we? We're on plan and leaders needing your role and roster. Okay, that's where we got distracted by. Role and roster. On Sundays, your class gets a role, roster. You may have members on one sheet and visitors on the other sheets. Okay, all of those are your active people. So please, when we use the word active, we mean they are presently connected to your class. Even if they haven't set foot in your LBS for a year, we call them active. They are yours. They are your people. Remember that, because they're connected to you. So that's your roles. Okay, members. A lot of classes have members on white sheets and visitors on green sheets. Raise your hand if your class does that. Okay, so different. I know Adult One does. I'm not sure about other divisions. I don't know about other campuses, but that's how we have it separated, so you can figure that out. Okay, but let's talk about members, whether you're on the different sheet or what color it is. A member in your class means they've joined your class or they joined the church. Okay, so here's Maria back here. She's always my example. So last Sunday, she joined the church. She's never been to a Life Bible study. Okay, so Patricia, which class is yours? His Word. Okay, so we said, all right, we're connecting Maria to His Word. So that gets on a sheet. It's sent out. Hopefully it gets to the outreach person. So she is now connected to your class and on your role. But she has never come. And unless somebody reaches out to her, she doesn't even though I send her a letter, I'm the one who sends the letter for Adult One and Adult Two. I send the initial letter. Hi, welcome. You've joined the church. That's wonderful. We've connected you to this class. Somebody should be contacting you. But that doesn't mean they figured out what I meant. So you got to contact them. But what I'm saying is you're going to look at your role and go, well, I've never seen that person. They've never been to this class. Well, no, they haven't. We connected them because they joined the church. So those are your two types of members. Visitors. There's sort of three types of visitors. I'm not trying to categorize people in any kind of bad way. I'm just explaining how they get on your visitor list. On the class rolls, it'll say visitor SS. That stands for Sunday school, even though we're called Life Bible Study. Okay. If they say visitor SS, they actually have attended your class at least once. They've shown up. If it says member visiting class, they belong to another class, but they're visiting your class. So they actually show up on both of those roles. So they show up on your visitor list. I don't know if you guys have that at Siena. You have it? Okay, good. So they're on your visitor list because in your class they're a visitor, but they're a member of another class. Just a little bonus information, you can only be a member of one class at a time. Sometimes people want to go to two classes, and that's fine. You're called a member in one class, and you'll be a member visiting in the other class for forever. That's just the way that it is. Yes?
How is that identified? How do you know someone is a member of another class that's visiting?
On the visitor role, it'll say member visiting. Instead of saying visitor SS, it says member visiting.
But if they want to change yours,
all they have to do is join. They fill out your little slip and join it. You know, so yes. But it does say it. It's a little weird. I was looking at the roles the other day, so you have to kind of study it a little bit. In the middle, it sort of says visitor, but look on the right-hand side, it'll say member visiting. Then there's a third type of visitor, and it will say visitor church. Actually, it says visitor CH, okay? This is a person who has visited the church. So now Maria here, she didn't join the church. She visited. She filled out one of those welcome cards. This is my first time here, you know, and she fills it out. So we say, great, we're going to put you to, what's your name?
Eliana.
And which class are you in?
Well, we're in the Spanish church.
Okay. Okay, good. Perfect. So we're going to say, all right, so we're going to connect her to the Spanish church LBS class. Once again, she has never showed up. She doesn't know anything about it. You got to contact her, but she's going to show up on your roll, and it'll say visitor CH. She's a visitor, but she's never come to your class. So you've never seen her before. You've never met her. She didn't fill out a slip, but she's on your roll. So these are kind of the people that are on there. See why I call it a continuum? There's different people that need different types of outreach to them. Okay, now it's time for my illustration. Okay, I am going to, okay, who wants to be a volunteer? I need a volunteer. Okay, Tim. All right, Tim's a volunteer. You were volunteered. That's the kind of volunteer I like, okay? So, Tim is coming up here. Tim is representing our outreach leader, all right? So he's the outreach leader. So hold on to this for the moment, okay? These three people right here, these are the ones who are in your class today. They are your people. They come all the time. You know them by name.
They even sit in the front.
These are your people, all right? So will you please offer each of these three a cookie? Please take the cookie. If you don't want to eat it, that's fine. So would you go over there and offer these three each a cookie? You know? No. All right. So these cookies are symbolizing the bread of life. I was going to bring bread, and my teenager said to me, don't give them bread. Give them a cookie. You know? So I brought you a cookie. So this is symbolizing the bread of life, the word that we're talking about in Sunday school. This is our fellowship. This is the bonus, the joy, the sweetness. Okay? How are the rest of you guys enjoying those cookies? Then you're not going to get it. And so you are missing out. Isn't that great? All these people, all men, every Sunday, they're eating those cookies. They're getting fat from those cookies. But these guys are not getting it. I'm trying to get you. Actually, if they want out of your class, you need to send an email to the membership office so we make them inactive.
Okay.
And you can unless we won't read it. Show up to your class. Pray for them. That's why I don't know if I wrote it on here, but it's on one of my things. Pray extra for those people. Pray extra. Okay, so there. So think about the cookies. Now, I don't think I have enough cookies for the rest of you, but you know that after this session, you all are here. We have cinnamon rolls, okay? So really, there is something coming. Okay, I've already talked about it's your mission field. Okay, now we're flipping to page 3. Reach out to these people. Let's get evangelistic. This is our point here. All right, we're in B of the plan. I'm in page 3, B. These are the people needed. You need a director, of course, or you won't have a class. So you need a director. Director, catch the vision for outreach. Most of my directors there were from Siena. Catch the vision for outreach. Get that director's handout. Now, here's my disclaimer about the director's handout. I wrote this. This is not necessarily Ben's opinion. So if Ben ever tells you something different, you always do what Ben says, okay? But we talked about it and I wrote it down. Most classes need in-reach and outreach leaders separate from the director. Small class, maybe one person can be the outreach and in-reach in addition to the director. Medium class, get an outreach person, get an in-reach, and then start to get your care and grow group leaders. Some classes have care groups, some classes have grow groups. You should probably have something if you're a medium class and above. So because one person can't reach all those people, you need the care group leaders to touch everybody. Large classes will have more people. So it just depends on how many that you need. So obviously the more people reaching out, the more you're going to get done. Okay, what's the difference between in-reach and outreach? Okay, so the first thing you need to know is, in your lovely book that you got tonight, your Midnight Madness book, on page 13, it gives you a definition of in-reach and outreach. I'm admitting that my definition is different. But that's okay, because it gives you a different perspective on it, okay? So you can work with whichever one. The main thing I try to keep emphasizing is that you have this whole list of people. Somebody is responsible for contacting them. So, you know, some are by the outreach person, some are by the in-reach person, some are by the care group person. I don't care how you divide it up. I don't want people falling through the cracks. I don't, you know, you don't want to be like, well, I thought you were calling them. Well, I thought you were calling them. Heck, I didn't even know they existed. Okay, we don't want that. So you define it however you want to, that you cover everybody in the class. So there's different ways. It's okay. You can do either way. I just wanted to, full disclosure there. And I told Ben ahead of time what my definition was, so he did know about it ahead of time. Okay. You'll see in the plan below how I divide it. And I think the easiest thing is going to be, let's just look at the plan. Because number two is, define it however you want, just make sure everybody has somebody who's responsible for them. So 3D, we're in section three, it's letter D, but I like the fact that it was 3D. Because it's in 3D, this is serious stuff here. Reaching out to the people connected. All right, there's a lot in here, we may not finish it all. You can read it tonight before you go to sleep, okay? All right, that was a joke. So remember, when you're contacting people, I don't care if you're knocking on the door or sending an email, you must say you're from Houston's First Baptist Church. Please do not say, I'm from HFBC and I'm from your LBS. And they're going to be like, what are you talking about? Okay? People in this church don't even know what LBS means, okay? So please, it's long, especially if you're making a subject line in the email. So sometimes I write from HFBC. But basically, you want to, I start my little emails sometimes at the top, from Houston's First Baptist Church, hello. You know, and then you go inside, hi, I'm from Houston's First Baptist Church. Now I say, I work in the membership office. You say, I am... You're not going to say you're the outreach leader. That sounds so weird. I work with welcoming new people to the class, okay, from the such and such class. You know, you visited here. That's why I have your name. You visited the church. They gave us your name. You joined the church. They gave us your name. You know, whatever it is. But please say where you're from. I know somebody recently wrote a beautiful outreach email and never said where they were from. So, like, the people are like, who is this person contacting me and where did they get my information? So always say that. That's the first thing. Weekly resources. All right. If you're at the Loop and if you're in Adult One, there was somebody in here, right? Oh, no, Maria was from Dayspring. Anyway, if you're in Adult One and you're here and you're at the Loop, you get a weekly outreach email from me. And in that, it says, here's your first-time visitors. Here's your new church members connected to your class. Here's your first time church visitors connected to your class. Here's people who joined your class. Anyway, you get this email, so that helps you. The next thing is, and don't get too worried about this, there is a new thing, Google Contact Queue Arena Sheets, that can give you a report. Don't worry about that at the moment. All right, turn to the next page, page four at the top. Once you guys become arena experts, you will log on to Arena, and you can get the tab that shows, thank you so much, Maria. You can log on to the tab, and it shows current week's visitors. For you in-reach people and care group people, there's also a tab that says people who have missed for the past 2 weeks, people who have missed for the past 3 weeks. One thing that you need to know about those reports is that meant that the person had to have shown up and then been gone for 2 weeks. This doesn't cover the people who have never shown up or haven't been for 6 months, so just remember that. Okay. All right, next thing there is everybody who's on your class rolls should be getting your class email if you send out a class email. If you send out a snail mail, they still get it, okay? Whatever you do, they should get it. That's their general contact. When you go to contact, make sure it's personal. Emails are personal if they're addressed just to you. I don't want you to send out an email. Dear all people who visited our class last week, thanks for coming. You know? Dear all you people who haven't shown up for 3 months, where you been? Okay, no, that's not what we're talking about. You send the email or the text or the phone call individually. You address it to them. Now, you can type up a beautiful email and then just copy it into everybody's different one and make sure you change their name. You can also do this with text. I was telling this to another guy. He's like, I'm writing out 20 postcards every Monday night. I'm like, I mean, postcards are great. I'm not against it at all. I love them. But you know what? You can type up your beautiful text message and then copy and paste it to the next person and change the name. And then they get it. And you know what? Then they can respond back easily. If you send a postcard, they can't respond back easily. They'd have to actually, like, pick up a phone and dial you. But, you know, you send them a text. Hey, glad you were here. You coming this Sunday? We're going out to lunch. And they can text back and go, yeah, where are we going? You know what I mean? I mean, it's nice. If you don't like text, you can call. You can send the postcards. I got to give him a hard time. Okay. What's my guy in the back? Bob. If you're Bob, he's going to go knock on their door. Yeah, Bob's going out to knock on their door. Okay. So, so I'm giving you a hard time about that. All right. So, I got 20 minutes. Okay, perfect. So, but anyway, make it personal. All right. Here's now this is one outreach plan or strategy. This is a suggestion. You make it work for you and your class. Really, this is just ideas for you. So the first thing is we got to contact those people who have visited zero or one time. The zeros are those who have been connected to your class but have never shown up. Now, Ben tells me, Wendy, please tell the people in your class that zero refers to attention and we're not evaluating the character of this person, okay? So when I talk about the zeros and the ones, I'm not saying that they're not important or anything, okay? Zero means zero attendance in your class yet. One means they've come once. So you're the outreach person. Sunday has passed. You get the information somehow, and you're like, okay, this person visited my class for the first time. They're a one. I'm calling them. Here's the people who got connected to my class. They were the zeros because they haven't come yet. I'm contacting them. So that's what you do. And then we've got a nice little box there. You can even read this while I'm talking. It's okay. The purpose, some methods, some try this. This is what I want to tell you. I used to send emails like this too. Hi, so glad you joined the church. Hope you'll try a class. Here's one for you to try. Okay? That's a nice email. That's fine. But what if you said this in the email? Hi, so glad you joined the church. You've been connected to our class. Are you coming this Sunday? Want to meet me for coffee down at Corner Books? Let me know if you can come. See, now you're forcing them or encouraging them to respond to you, okay? So it gives a little bit of a dialogue, and you'll know whether or not they're responding. So there's just some other suggestions like that, things that you could say. All right, so that's one person. The outreach leader's doing that. Then number two, if you are a zero or a one, but you don't come. So I sent you a nice email saying, hi, you've been connected to our class. Hope you'll come this Sunday. So Sunday passes, they don't come. You don't just forget about them. No. You want to put another contact. Now, if you emailed them the first time and didn't get a response, try a different contact method. If you got an email, then continue with the email, you know, but try a different contact method. This is what the suggestion is, make two additional contacts. So a total of three. Your initial one, they didn't come, so you make two more. Doesn't have to be you. You may make one and then ask your director to make one. Wouldn't that be nice if they got a phone call from the director? You know, sometimes that sounds cool. So, hi, I'm the director of the class. Haven't gotten a chance to meet you yet. Look forward to it, whatever they want to say. Okay. If you're unsuccessful after three times, you could let me know. If you're an adult one and you're here at the Loop, we'll work on that. The purpose is you're showing that you love them even if they don't come. Don't be afraid when you're in these emails or in these phone calls to suggest another class. Like, they may have gotten connected to your class or even visited your class, but you know, they're single and your class is mostly married. They're 20 and your class is mostly 30. Your class is really small and they want a big class. Your class is really big and they want a small class. Your class is at 9:15, but they really can only come at 5 o'clock. You know what I mean? Like, we're not in competition with the other classes. We are all working together to get people into Life Bible Study. So Amy makes a phone call. Hi, you came visit our class on Sunday. We hope you'll come back. Well, you know what? I really need class at 11 o'clock. Oh, that's great. You know what? I know two really good classes if you want to try those. Or is there something else you were looking for? Yeah, I was looking for a class that was really, really big. Oh, okay, well, why don't you go to His Likeness with David Self? That's really, really big. You know what I mean? But I mean, like, you can talk to him and encourage him to go there. So don't be afraid to do that. That's great. Okay, number three. Now we're to what I call inReach. Okay? This is not the same definition in the book. Because I don't care if the person is a visitor or a member. If they have come to your class two or more times, I say they're part of your class and now they're under inReach. So that's a little tricky, you know, I mean, because some people don't join. They don't even know to join. Note, encourage them to join. Okay, that's on the director handout there. But so they come two or more times, they're either under inReach or under care group. In my definition, I said, if they are a regular or irregular attender, they come sometimes, they're under the care group. If they are those people on the list, all you people who never showed up, I say they go to the inReach person, and the inReach person develops a system. All you people who never show up, let me send you a personal email every 3 months. How you doing? Here's a current activity. Can I pray for you? You're keeping in contact, but you're not driving them crazy or driving yourself crazy. If you have a person, like you're a care group leader, and you have a person who's always there, and they missed a Sunday, Ben says that's the most important person to call, because you got to figure out what's going on with them. Are they sick? Did their car break down? Or were they really mad because of what the director said last week? Okay? You want to follow up with them and see what's going on. So that's your inReach and care group there. Okay. You guys are doing good. I know it's late. There's cinnamon rolls coming. Turn to page 6. Okay, at the top, this is back to those inReach, the purpose, the method, the try this. So let's say you're calling, you know, all you people who never showed up. I'm now making a phone call. So what do I say? Hey, why haven't you been coming? No, that's not what you say. You say, hey, you know, we have you connected. I know, it's this little thing here. I don't know why it's there. But anyway, we have you connected to our class. We haven't seen you for a while. Just wanted to call and say hi. Is there anything I can pray for you? That's an awesome way to follow up. In fact, I saw an email that a director sent me. Okay, so this director sent an email out to one of these people that hadn't been for a while. I'm not sure if she identified herself as coming from First Baptist. She probably said the class name, but you have to figure these visitors, they have no idea what the name of your class is. Okay, they're like, yeah, that was the one with the teacher with the red shirt on. Okay, great. You know, so but anyway, they don't know the name of your class. So this director sends an email to this person. And the email back from this guy said, I don't know who you are, but I can always use prayer, but who are you? You know what I mean? So the prayer thing was nice, even though he had no idea who they were. So they worked it out, and he's, I think, gone to another church or something. Okay. So that's just something you can always talk about praying. Okay. We're getting close to the bottom here. Creative ideas for contacts. A, I like to make contacts when I have an interesting reason. Hey, let's call everybody in our class and invite them to our Super Bowl party. That's a great excuse to call everybody, you know? So you do that. Lunches, different types of socials. And that's what I put here, vary the type of socials. I like fun, and I like missions-oriented. And everybody always likes to go out to eat. So vary the different kinds. This is one I've been promoting. I haven't seen anybody take me up on the offer yet. Have the directors and teachers have a special lunch each month for the visitors and for people on the list who haven't come for a while. Wouldn't that be nice? You do that, Tim? Cool. See, my adult one people haven't gotten excited about it yet. But anyway, but see, I think that's kind of fun because then, see, if you go out with the whole big group, then me, the visitor, I never get to talk to the teacher. But if it's just the visitors that get to go out with the teacher and the director, then, you know, then they can get to talk to them. So that's fun. Okay, the other thing I want to tell you about socials. I know this is a lot, and I don't think I have this one written down. This, what I'm about to say, is actually in that other handout, your role as outreach leader. When you have a social, make it easy for visitors to come. As I always say, I am an extroverted person. And I remember, and I'd been going to my class for a while, knew most of the people in the class. Not well, but knew them. there was a social at somebody's house. So what happens first? You pull up to the driveway and you're like, is this really the house? Wonder if it is. I can't tell. There's nobody outside right now. Maybe this is it. So you come up. They open the door. Okay, it's really the house. I've walked in, and then you walk in, and you don't know what to do. Nobody comes up and talks to you. You don't can't really tell what's going on. Okay, that's not fun. So now instead, Amy says, hey, we're having a social this Sunday night. It's at this house. I'll be there right at 5:30. I'll be outside in the red Ford pickup. When you see that, you know, let's meet, and I'll walk inside with you. And then when we walk inside, Amy walks me inside and says, hey, look, come on over, and here's so-and-so, and here's so-and-so, and look, here's Wendy. She's new. You know what I mean? See, it's a totally different experience. So make it easy for your visitors to come. We were talking about the bowling alley one before, you know, like say, all right, I send it out, you know, to the visitors. Hi, Tia. You know, if you want to come this Saturday, can you come? Yeah, I can come. Okay, good. I haven't met you before, but look, I'll be the one outside the bowling alley in the orange shirt, okay? So now when they come up, they can go, are you Tia? And now they have an idea that really is you. You know, they can find it. And then when you walk in, you make sure she joins a team. Help your visitors out. Make it easy on those socials. Make it easy. Okay, I got text down here. Text. I am promoting text. I think it's a great way to communicate with people, and if you like it, go for it. If you hate it, it's okay. Call them. Email them. It's all good. Just remember to not use the abbreviations. And if you're an iPhone user, remember, your little emoticons don't always come through on Android devices. Who has an Android device? Don't you hate it when you get those little squares? You know, you get the square. I'm like, what did you send me? Was it a smile or was it mad? You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what it is. I just got the square. So don't use those, you know, since you don't know if they're going to have an iPhone or not. Personal visits. Ben loves personal visits, okay? So I wrote in here that I will go out on a personal house visit with the first class who says they're going. So you guys are the first people who have heard this, so we'll see. But I will go. I can't go with every class, but the first class that says they're going, I will go out with you on the visits. I have done personal visits for urban teenagers. I have not done it for adults, you know? And so it'll be interesting. It'll be fun. I have a little suggestion. Bring a pre-printed flyer so you don't look like you're just somebody knocking on the door trying to rob them. You know, at least you have a pre-printed flyer. But if you have to leave it because they didn't answer it by last. Oh, you guys are the ones who said, who was the one who said they were hiding under the bed? Okay, there we go. So since they're not going to answer the door, they're going to be hiding under the bed, you're going to leave your flyer. But make sure you put a personal note. Hi, Tia. Just stopped by. Sorry I missed you. Look forward to seeing you soon. And this is my little touch. Leave them a lollipop or a pack of gum. You know what I mean? Seriously, why not? Doesn't that look kind of fun, kind of friendly, a little bit different? You know, all the lawn people that are leaving stuff, they're not leaving a pack of gum, you know? So put a little pack of gum. So that's just my suggestion. Okay, what's our time? How are we doing, Maria? We still have 10 minutes? Oh, actually, we're supposed to stop in 1 minute, theoretically, so at 11:25. So we don't have time for extra brainstorming, but I'm so excited to see all of you guys. You guys can feel free to email me. I'll warn you ahead of time. I only work 2 days a week, so it can take me a while to get back to you about emails. But seriously, email me. We'll get you signed up for Arena, and we'll get you going with that. We're going to close in prayer. And I know I gave you a million handouts. It's okay, all right? There's extras. If you want to take anybody to anybody else, you know, that's fine. You can email me. You can get the electronic copy sometime. It's fine. I just want to bless you and encourage you in your outreach efforts. So, Father God, thank you for sending these workers because the harvest fields are ripe and you have sent workers here. And right now, I just pray that they would be encouraged and empowered and that they would stand firm against the schemes of the devil that would try to prevent their outreach. I pray that you would bless their efforts. I pray people would answer the phone, answer the door, respond to the email. God, keep that email from going into spam. Help us read those email addresses so we can send it. You know, that they would answer that phone call even though it was a strange number. I just pray that we can bring people in, that we would not leave people starving for cookies, but that we would invite them to our class, that we would do our part, that we would go through calls. And I just pray for each of these in here, God, that you would just fill them for the work that you've called them to do in their classes. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you guys so much. If anybody wants to ask any questions, feel free. Otherwise, get in there and hopefully you'll be first in line for cinnamon rolls. Don't leave now because the door prizes will be starting. So you've made it this far. So make sure you sign in. Get any extra handouts. If anybody wants any cookies, they are up here now. I just couldn't give them to everybody. Right now, the singles actually are the main ones who on Monday night send postcards to all their visitors. So they do that, which is more. But I don't know, they don't go visiting anymore.
Well, this was at least 20 years
ago. Yeah.
It could be longer than that.
Yeah.
I really can't. I was trying to figure the time frame in my mind, and I just
I don't
remember.
It's interesting. I mean, you know, because I mean, I like the idea of going out to visit people. But I'm the person who opens the door, but skeptically.
And we did have something to leave at the door.
Yes, yes.
A flyer saying that we were there and we could put our names on there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's great. No, I open, you know, this is my door. You know, I open the door with my foot, you know, so I can slam it. Yes. You know.
I can look and see who's at my door, so if I don't recognize them, then.
You may not answer it.
I may
you
not
know?
Answer it.
So, but like I say, if you leave a note, then, I mean, I'd like it if somebody left me a note.
If they're carrying something they want to sell me, I know I'm not going to buy it anyway, so why bother?
Right, right.
That I'm just going to be rude and say no.
Right, right, right. So.
A lot of this may, or a lot of my questions may be answered, like, if I had, because arena's not something I even knew.
Right.
But I know, like, I'm in a class of maybe 40, 50 people, and we have, like, 500 names on our list. How do you even go about, like,
well, that's an interesting question. Which class are you in?
212. It's Summit.
Summit. We, in Adult 1 and Married Young Adult last summer, we did kind of a role cleanup now, which is different. You know, like I said, if people hadn't been into the class in over, 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 been into the class.